Well, we have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about, something that's been talked about a lot here. I don't think ever in the history of our country have we had legislation that's been talked about so much, yet we know so little about what's going to happen, and that is the whole Obamacare issue. We're going to talk about how that affects things like Medicare and some of those examples there, too, with Chris Gross from the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, a part of the Iowa Insurance Division. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for your time this morning. You know, it's kind of frightening when people think about it. Legislators told us that they never really read it before they voted on it, and it was like 2,700 pages long at that point. Last I looked, it's over 18,000 pages now that the bureaucrats have gotten their hands on it and written all kinds of rules. It's frightening for people. I'm sure you guys are getting lots of questions.
Well, we are, and in particular from people on Medicare as to, you know, what's really the impact of the marketplace on people on Medicare. And the thing that's important for that group of people to understand is that the marketplace really isn't affecting their Medicare benefits. Part A and Part B benefits are not changing. And whether somebody's in original Medicare or in a Medicare Advantage plan, the Part A and B benefits are not changing.
What kind of questions are you guys having to field at your office about these issues with regard to Medicare and the marketplace?
Well, one of the questions, I think, relates to the marketplace and Medicare supplement insurance, because the marketplace is going to be offering health insurance plans, and people want to know, you know, do I still keep my Medicare supplement? Do I change to one of these plans? And the marketplace rules are not changing any of the Medicare supplement rules or laws in our state. So people still would purchase the Medicare supplement plans that are offered today, the plans A through N. And the marketplace plans aren't really intended to supplement Medicare like our current Medicare supplement plans do. So all of the changes that they've talked about with the marketplace and the qualified health plans, those really aren't intended to be Medicare supplements.
I'm sure your office is used to getting lots of calls, especially from folks who are first-timers. You know, when we get to that age and we suddenly have to deal with the Medicare and all those issues involved that we really probably haven't paid much attention to all our lives because it hasn't been a part of our lives until that point, it's common to get a lot of questions. But I assume you're getting lots of calls now from folks who've been part of the Medicare program for quite a while just to kind of clear things up.
Well, that's right, and I think all of us are hearing things, and we try and separate out, does this apply, you know, to me, or doesn't it apply to me? And one of the other questions, you know, we're getting, Jim, from folks is, I heard on the news that, you know, these new marketplace health plans are guaranteed. You know, they're not going to ask me any health questions. I can get a marketplace plan. And the thing that we need to make sure that people understand is that that does not cross over to Medicare supplement coverage. Medicare supplement plans, except for the first 6 months that you're age 65 or older and go on Medicare Part B for the first time, that's the only time that Medicare supplements are guaranteed. Beyond that time, generally they're not. With the marketplace plans, coverage is going to be guaranteed. So we don't want people to get kind of complacent about coverage to go with their Medicare. They have to be aware that there is going to be medical underwriting once they get past that first open enrollment opportunity they get for Medicare supplements. The marketplace rule about everybody's guaranteed coverage does not transfer over to Medicare supplements.
Mm-hmm. With regard to the individual supplement plans, are there going to be major changes in those then, or is that system going to pretty much stay the same way it has been?
It's staying the same. It's not really changing. They made a few changes a few years ago, but that really wasn't related to the Affordable Care Act. That was kind of pre-Affordable Care Act. And so the marketplace rules about the guaranteed right to a plan, no waiting period for pre-existing conditions, do not apply to supplements. People should just think of Medicare supplements like they've always thought about them. And certainly, if they have any questions, you know, please call SHIP. We'll be glad to answer them. We're based at the Iowa Insurance Division, so we have the marketplace experts plus our Medicare supplement experts right here. You know, our local SHIP counselors can help folks, but it is a confusing time, and we want to make sure that people have accurate information so that they're not making decisions that could hurt them later.
Yeah, because these are important decisions they make. It could affect your coverage for the rest of your life in some cases.
Well, it is important, and especially for people on Medicare, because Medicare supplements are not guaranteed once you get past your initial open enrollment period. And so you want to make sure you have a plan in place and that you have coverage, because later, if you want to apply for a plan, you may not be accepted by a plan. They're going to do medical underwriting. So we want to make sure that people are following the Medicare supplement rules when they're looking at Medicare, not the marketplace rules that goes.
Right. You know, but I can hear some people thinking out loud going, but Chris, it seems like every day we turn on the radio, the TV, open a newspaper, and we're hearing about changes in the marketplace, changes in the whole Affordable Care Act. So at some point, is this going to fold over into Medicare? Should they not worry about that at all?
Well, the way the Affordable Care Act was, you know, written had made some changes to Medicare. Most of those changes have been implemented already. As far as Medicare supplements, you know, there weren't really changes that people would be impacted by that, you know, at this time. When people transition, you know, once somebody's in the marketplace and has a plan through the marketplace and then later becomes Medicare eligible, there are some different, you know, rules about marketplace plans when you transition into Medicare. But the Affordable Care Act is not changing, you know, what most people know about Medicare and the Medicare supplements. So when you're hearing all this talk, generally it doesn't apply, you know, to people on Medicare. And like I said to begin with, the marketplace was designed to help people who didn't have health insurance. People on Medicare have Medicare health insurance. So the things that we're hearing really are designed, you know, for those folks who don't have health coverage.
Right. We just strike a deal with folks right now that if there are changes that affect Medicare, you'll hear it here.
You will. And, Jim, you do a great job of always making sure you get that information out. And if there are changes, we certainly will get that to folks. Now, one of the things I do want people to be really aware of is that every year from October 15th through December 7th is when people on Medicare can choose either a new Medicare drug plan for the next year or a Medicare Advantage plan. And that's going to happen again this year. But on top of that, all of the people who want to get into the marketplace are going to have an initial enrollment period that starts October 1st that goes through the end of March in 2014. And I want to make sure that your Medicare listeners don't get confused about those dates, because people on Medicare have to make their decision about their drug coverage or their Medicare Advantage coverage by December 7th. They do not have until March of next year to make a decision. So there's going to be a lot of publicity about those dates out there, and I want to make sure that people on Medicare understand the dates that apply to you are October 15th through December 7th.
So really about the only thing Medicare and the marketplace have in common is the letter M.
That's a good point.
Everything else, move them aside and take them at face value. And, of course, if you have any questions then, too, you know, you always have counselors who work to assist folks to answer all those questions and filter through some of the confusion that they may have.
You're right. In Cass County, we have our volunteers based at Cass County Home Care and Hospice. And for anyone who wants to talk to them about Medicare and the marketplace or the Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans, they can call 1-800-993-4345. And again, that's at Cass County Home Care and Hospice. I know that there are listeners, you know, outside of Cass County, and if you want to know your local SHIP, you can call our state 800 number, which is 800-351-4664. And we do want to help folks understand the marketplace as it relates to Medicare so that they're making good decisions.
Absolutely. And don't forget those enrollment dates, too, for those Medicare Advantage plans and those Medicare drug coverage plans. Again, October 15th through December 7th. That has not changed.
Correct.
Very good. Well, Chris, thanks a lot for helping us kind of wade through the waters here. I know it's kind of a confusing time and with regard to health insurance and medical issues right now, but if you just take the time to ask the right people, you get solid answers.
Well, that's right, Jim. And again, you know, I think the key message is for people on Medicare, really, you don't need to worry too much about the marketplace. Stay with what, you know, you have. And if you want to change because for other reasons, you can, but certainly the marketplace would not be a reason that you would make a change.
Not the place for you to be at this particular time. All right.
Right.
Very good. Well, Chris, thanks for the good information as always. We appreciate your time and continued success to you.
Thanks, Jim.